The Wasatch County Council is expected to approve the MOU in their August 29th meeting. Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter says she's glad the issue has been resolved, even though the agreements are not legally binding.
It started with the county proposing an interlocal agreement, but as the city discussed it, there wasn't any real support for an interlocal agreement because we did not believe that that would be a good idea. At least I can speak for myself when I was a member of the council when we first started talking about it, that was the right thing to do to bind future city elected city councils to things that were requested by a county council, and they wanted it to be 50 years into the future. Technically, it's not even legally binding, but it shows sort of the spirit and the intentions of the elected bodies.
Potter says the Northfields and the 11,000-acre Sorensen property already have development rights, and once the agreement is finalized, the city would be able to consider annexation applications from the developers.
So the county has already given them building rights, and that's the reason why the city is, you know, interested in annexing it and considering it, because it will be urban-type development. And you know, the question is that good to have that development right on our border? Would we want to have it inside our city, you know, boundaries?
One member of the Heber City Council, Jeffrey Smith, voted against the MOU because he doesn't agree with the amount of control the county maintains in the agreement. He told KPCW the city has passed many new ordinances that will preserve the annexation area in the way the county had set it up. These new ordinances mirror closely the county's. He says the final draft of the MOU has been reworked to be fairer, but he is concerned the arrangement could lead to a more binding interlocal agreement that would be more overreaching and would take away Heber's ability to govern itself. Potter says she understands the concerns Smith has about allowing the county to influence the development of a project inside the city.
You know, I can't really speak for him, but I can say that generally there's always been conversation about the relationship between Wasatch County and Heber City. And some people would argue that this is a normal process for a city to do, is to consider annexing areas near their boundaries. And for the county to come and say, you have to do all these things, it appears to be overreach. But I can see that someone's perspective that would say, why would you even agree to the county? I mean, you have elected officials in the city, and if the city annexes an area, then those are the people that should be making those decisions.
Heber City Council member Ron Crittenden told the council Wasatch County has put a lot of work into these issues, and he's not inclined to make significant changes to what they've done. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.